Okay. Danke, danke. You have the part of me. I have to sit to preach.
对不起，我只好坐着讲道。
I'm the oldest person among you.
也许我是我们当中最年长的。
The general election will be here within a few days.
大选就是几天就要进行。
If I say a few words, it's in order.
如果我在讲台上说几句话。
I'm not going to talk about the political issue, but moral issue.
我要讲的不是政治的问题，是道德的问题。
求神怜悯我们的国家，我们的国家是建立在基督教的信仰上。
May God have mercy on our country because our country is built on the foundation of our faith.
我们不要我们的国家成为索多玛、俄美拉。
Let not our country not to become like Sodoma and Gomorrah.
That means same-sex homosexuals.
不要这些同性恋的事情。
我们也不要我们的国家成为 slaughterhouse. Slaughterhouse, 成为屠场。
我们的国家不要成为一个屠场。
That means to kill the baby, unborn babies, a million every year, over a million.
我说的意思是说有百万的婴孩被杀死。
Remember what the Bible says in Proverbs 14:34.
让我们记得在箴言在箴言14:34:34:34.
Righteous exalts a nation.Righteous exaltation.
国家因公义而建立。
公义是邦国高主。Sin is a disgrace to any people.
罪是蒙羞，罪恶是人民的羞辱。
That applies to our country.
让神愿神祝福我们的国家。
Regardless you are American citizen or just living here, you have to pray to pay attention to America, this great country.
让我们每一个公民，包括每一个住在这里的人，让我们注意这个国家。
Why you come to America?
我们为什么到这个地方来？
We can enjoy everything without...Praying for our country.
我们要为这个国家祷告。我们是不是可以享受这里的一切，却不为这个国家祷告
？Oh Lord, have mercy on our country.
主，愿你怜悯我们这个国家。
Forgive us our sins as a nation.
赦免我们的罪。
Help us to elect.The right person, Christian persons, to the government.
帮助我们能够选出一个对的人，一个基督徒在政府的里面。
We are Christians.
我们都是基督徒。
We must elect according to the Bible's teaching.
我们要照着圣经的教导来选举。
So God bless you if you are an American citizen. Vote according to the Bible principles.
如果你是美国的公民，让我们照着圣经的教训来投票。
A few days later will be our Halloween day.
过几天就是那个万圣节。
There is an insert here. What does mean, what does Halloween mean to you? English and the Chinese.
程序单里面我们有加了一页，就是解释万圣节的意义是什么。
希望你啊 ，please read it。
啊，今天我们不讲，但是希望你们回去看一下啊，中英文都有。
But I still want to say a few words on one Halloween night.
但我还要说几句话，就是有一次在一个万圣节的晚上。
A group of junior high school kids.
有一群的年轻人。
Put on costumes, were out for a trick and a treat.
他们就是穿上了那个装扮的衣服，然后他们要出去讨糖。
When a thunderstorm developed,
因为有雷雨。
They rushed to take cover in a small church nearby.
他们就跑到附近的一个小教会去躲雨。
And just at that moment,
正好就在那个时候，
lightning knocked out the power.
因为雷电就把使那个教会停电了。
The church became pitch dark.
这个教会就漆黑一片。
There were a dozen old folks inside.
有一些年长的在这个教会里面。
They suddenly saw some ghost figures dashed in.
他们就突然看见好像很多魔鬼样子的，鬼魂样子进了教会。
They were frightened, they tried running for their lives.
所以他们就吓得就逃出去。
But one elderly lady's coat caught in the chair.
但是有一个老太太，她的衣服就卡在椅子上。
As she saw a tall ghost with black gown, high point of the hat, behind his mask approaching her.
她就看见一个穿着黑袍的一个很高的鬼魂站在她的面前。
Oh, Mr. Devil, please let me go.
这个老太太就说，魔鬼先生，请让我走。
She prayed for mercy.
然后她就求这个鬼给她恩典啊。
I'm not a good Christian.
她说，我不是一个好基督徒。
I really don't believe in this Jesus stuff.
那我其实并不相信这个耶稣的这些事情。
I think some churches don't need a Halloween to find out where their members are standing.
我觉得是有的教会是的，肯定要经过一次像这样的万圣节的事情，让我们知道说谁是真正的基督徒。
So Halloween is all about Mr. Devil.
所以万圣节里面有许多都是关于这些邪灵的事情。
It's a pagan custom.
那是一个异教的风俗。
Please read the bulletin insert.
你可以看这个程序单里面的这个简单的介绍。
Christians should have nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it.
我们应该与这个没有关系。
Don't invite the evil spirits into your life, into your home.
不要让邪灵来进入你的家，进入你的生命。
And keep your children away from this all demons day.
不要让这个万圣节其实是一个万鬼节，不让让你的孩子在其中有份。
And never allow your children to visit the haunt house.
不要让他们去那种恐怖屋。
Okay, God bless you.
愿神祝福你们。
I'm going to preach.On this, Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我的信息是耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
An English young minister freshly graduated from Oxford University.
有一个年轻人从牛津大学毕业。
Preached a scholarly sermon in the presence of William Gladstone.
他就他在一个英国伟大的首相面前讲道。
England's great prime minister of the 19th century.
他是十九世纪英国一个很有名的首相。
After the service, he approached Mr. Gladstone.
当讲完以后，他就跑去问这个 Gladstone 先生。
And asked, "What do you think of my sermon today, sir?"
他问这个首相说：“你觉得我道讲的怎么样？”
A very poor one.
这个首相说讲的非常糟糕。
replied the Prime Minister.
这个首相就这样回答他,
there was no Christ in your sermon.
因为讲的道里面没有基督。
Well, said the preacher, Christ was not in the text.
啊, 这个牧师就讲, 哦, 我选的经文里面没有出现基督这个字。
Don't you know your man? Answered Mr. Gladstone.
这个格莱斯顿首相就对他说,
From every town in all England, where it may be,
在英国, 每一个镇, 不管是在哪一个镇,
there is a route to London.
总是有一条路会在通到伦敦去的。
And from every text in the Holy Scripture, there is a route to the metropolis.
但是在, 圣经上面, 每一节的圣经都是有一条路指向我们的基督。
That is Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
像耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And my friend,
朋友,
it is your business when you pick a text to preach. You must always point out the route to Jesus Christ and His cry, His cross.
他说当你选择经文并且来讲道的时候你的责任就是把那条通向耶稣基督并他钉十字架的路来指明。
I haven't yet found a text in the Bible that hasn't a route to Christ and His cross in it.
在圣经里我还没有找到一节不是根植于这个耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Why preach Christ on Jesus the second? No, okay. Why preach Christ, Jesus Christ, and Him crucified?
为什么我们要传耶稣基督并他钉十字架?
Okay, that's the first one. The second, why preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified?
为什么要传耶稣基督并他钉十字架?
You see, Mr. Gladstone's emphasis on Jesus Christ as the center of Christian preaching was absolutely right.
这个首相他所强调的就是耶稣基督并他钉十字架是我们一切信息的中心，这绝对是对的。
In our text, Paul declares, I decide to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
因为保罗说，我曾经定了主意，在你们当中不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
For the Apostle Paul, the suffering and the death of Christ on the cross to make atonement for sinners is the central truth of the Bible.
对于保罗来说，在耶稣基督他的受苦、受死、钉十字架，乃是圣经中心的信息。Okay,
I found it. In fact, Christianity is Jesus.
其实来说，基督教就是基督。
Without Christ, there is no Christianity.
没有基督就没有基督教。
Without the cross, there is no salvation.
没有十架就没有救恩。
An elderly American Indian once attended a white man's church on Sunday.
有一个年长的美国印第安人，他到一个白人的教会去。
Expecting to receive some spiritual food to help him in his Christian walk.
他想在那里得到一些属灵的粮食，叫他能够继续基督徒的行走。
The preacher's sermon lacked real Bible truth.
这个牧师他所讲的道没有圣经的真理。
So he did a lot of shouting, yelling, pounding the pulpit, the cover of his empty message.
所以这个牧师在讲台上他就有很多的 叫喊大声的大声的在那里叫喊的声音来掩饰他信息的空虚。
He really preached up quite a storm.
所以他讲到的时候就像台上就像一个像下雷雨的时候的样子。
After the service, someone asked the Indian Christian what thought of the white minister's message.
所以当讲完了之后，有人就问这个印第安人，就是问他关于这个白人的牧师所讲的信息怎么样。
You already know the answer. Thinking a while, he summed up his opinion in 6 words.
这个年老的印第安人他就低头想了一会儿，他就用六个字来总结他的感觉。
High wind, big thunder, no rain.
有大风，有震雷，但是却没有雨。
You know, sad to say, in modern days, liberal theology has dominated many of our American denominations and their seminaries.
很不幸，今天就是很多自由派的神学，他们就都进到这些美国的各个宗派和他们的神学院里面。
As a result, churches have become social centers.
所以教会就因此就变得就像一个社区的活动中心。
With a social gospel without Christ on his cross.
他们所传的就是一种社会福音，没有基督，也没有他的十字架。
The delight the infallibility of the Bible.
他们否认圣经的无误。
And all the miracles as virgin birth of Christ, resurrection of the body, hell or heaven, etc.
他们否认圣经上的神迹，包括基督由童贞女玛利亚所生死里复活，也否认有天堂和地狱。
A little girl talked to her liberal Sunday school teacher that her mommy told her the story of Jonah swallowed by a whale.
有一个小女孩跟她的主日学老师，她是一个自由派的老师，就是说这个小女孩她妈妈告诉她约拿和大鱼的故事，这个金鱼把约拿吞下去了。
The teacher replied that it was impossible for a whale to swallow a human.
这个老师就说金鱼是不可能把人吞下去的。
The little girl said it's in the Bible.
这个小女孩就说圣经是这么说的。
The teacher yelled at her, stop talking nonsense, it wasn't true.
这个老师就对他叫说不要再说这种没意思的话，那不是真的。
The little girl said when I get to heaven I'll ask Jonah to prove it.
那小女孩说等我到了天堂我要问这个约拿让他来证明。
The teacher laughed. What if Jonah went to hell?
这个老师就嘲笑他，他说如果约拿到地狱里去了怎么办？
Then you ask him.
那个然后小女孩说那么就你问他好了。
Oh, cute. In fact, the liberal preachers have driven Jesus out of the church.
这些人他们就实在把耶稣赶出教会。
Revelation 3:20 tells us, Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
在启示录3:20说，看哪，我站在门外叩门。
If anyone hears my voice, opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him.
若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Here the Savior is pleading with sinners to open the door that he may come in.To save you from sin and eternal hell punishment.
耶稣在罪人的心门外叩门，叫我们开门，他能够进到里面，拯救我们脱离我们的罪和永远的刑罚。
Have you heard his voice and opened your heart's door and your home to let him in?
你没有听见主叩门的声音，来打开你的心，让他进来。
Okay. I read a story about three people going to church, a tragedy.
我读到一个故事，就是讲三个人在圣诞节的时候到教会去。
A tragic story. Okay, I'm sorry. I still am not used to this. I read a story about the three people going to church during the Christmas time.
三个人圣诞节到教会去。
Because they needed the spiritual help.
因为他们需要属灵的帮助。
The first one was an unsuccessful businessman.
第一个是一个失败的商人。
Contemplating suicide.
他在想自杀的事情。
The second one was a youth extravagant taste who was planning to steal from his employer.
第二个是个年轻人，他是追求奢侈的。年轻人他想要从他的老板那里偷东西。
The third was a young woman who had strayed from the path of virtue.
第三个是一个年轻女子，她是失落了她的德行。
The service went along fine with beautiful music and the choir singing and the Christmas pageant.
那天晚上有时间很长，有很多美丽的音乐，这个诗班也唱得很好。
When the preacher arose to deliver the message,
当这个牧师起来讲信息的时候
，He never spoke of Jesus and his accomplished work on the cross to save sinners.
他从来没有讲到耶稣基督和他在十字架上所完成的救恩来拯救罪人。
He delivered instead a lecture on the theme.
所以他实在他就是来讲了一个演讲。
Oh yeah, on the theme. Was virgin birth possible?
他说讲的题目就是说童女生子是可能吗？
And he concluded that Jesus was only a great teacher.
最后他的结论就是说耶稣只是一个好的老师。
A good example to follow.
只是一个好的榜样。
There was not any difference between his blood and animal blood.
耶稣的血和其他的血动物的血没有不同。
Which had no saving power at all.
他说这个血没有拯救的功效。
The poor souls that needed the bread so desperately received only stones.
当你真正需要食物的时候，却得到的是石头。
As a result, the businessman committed suicide.
后来结果就是这个商人就最后就去自杀了。
The boy went through his evil plan and landed in the penitentiary.
那个年轻人就他继续去偷他的雇主。
The young woman returned to the streets to continue her life of shame.
那个年轻人于是就回到街头继续他罪恶的生活。
So three precious souls were probably lost forever.
这三个宝贵的灵魂可能就永远的失丧。
How different the things might have been if the preacher had preached unto them the gospel message of Jesus Christ and his saving grace.
如果他们所听到的信息是真正讲到耶稣基督的救恩，那会何等的不一样。
And many churches are just like that.
恐怕有很多教会就像我讲的那个教会。
The lady minister whom I knew at a university church in Kansas City
有一个我知道有一个在 Kansas City 的教会
talked about the weight control from her pulpit
这个在讲台上所讲的只不过就是怎样减轻体重。
Weight control 减怎么样结实 OK Another minister preached from Reader's Digest on the Time and the Newsweek.
还有有些牧师他们讲到就是根据素材就是根据这个读者文摘时代和这个新闻周刊。
They don't know how to preach from the Bible.
他们不知道怎样从圣经来讲道。
They only believe in soup. Soup. Sunshine without Christ.
他们所讲的就是好像喝好，然后用肥皂把外面洗好，然后最后就有一个好的环境。
Soup, what soup means, feed them with the good things.
他就想给听他的人好像喝一个汤一样。
Soap means be good, do good. The clean people on the outside bypass Christ, the saving grace.
然后就好像用肥皂把你外面洗洗干净，但是却没有耶稣基督的救恩。
Sunshines to surround the people with what? Wealth and prosperity.
然后让你感觉很好像阳光照在你身上，有各样的财富和富足。
They don't know that without Jesus as Savior, nobody can be saved.
但是他们却不讲说，没有耶稣基督做你的救主，没有人能够得救。
They don't know Paul's teaching in Acts 2:21.
保罗在使徒行传第二章二十一节。
They must turn to God in repentance and have faith in Lord Jesus.
你们当悔改信主耶稣。
They never mentioned this.
他们从来不讲这些。
They just gave soft sermons. Soft sermons. You know what I mean?
他们讲一种软软的道。
Every Sunday.
每个主日,
they are so afraid to wake the devil up and make him mad.
他们就是好像要怕刺激这个魔鬼。
Listen to what God says through the prophet Ezekiel.
让我们听神在以西结书如何地说。
33:7-9.
以西结书33章7-9节。
Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel.
人子啊，我照样立你做以色列家守望的人。
Today, in this case, I have made you a watchman for the Chinese church. Will you stand here preach?
今天对我们每个人来说，神叫我们做这个教会的守望者。
So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me.
所以你要听我口中的话，替我警戒他们。
When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you will surely die.
我对恶人说，恶人啊，你必要死。
And you do not speak out to dissuade him from his ways.
你若不开口警戒恶人，使他们离开所行的道。
That wicked man will die for his sin.
这恶人必死在罪孽之中。
I will hold you accountable for his blood.
我却要向你讨他上命的罪。
But if you do warn the wicked man to turn from his ways,
你若警戒恶人转离他所行的道。
And he does not do so.
他仍不转离。
Okay, thank you. He will die for his sin.
他必死在罪孽之中。
But you will have saved yourself.
你却救自己脱离了罪。
You know, I shudder if I had ever failed to preach Jesus and present God's salvation to sinners.
如果,
who, yeah, Go ahead.
如果我没有去传耶稣基督和他的救恩，那我就会颤抖。
Who listened to my preaching and died in their iniquity?
如果他们听了我的道，我却没有向他们传这些，结果他们在最终灭亡，那实在我要颤抖。
God would surely hold me accountable for their blood.
神对我来说，神要追究我的责任，因着他们的血。
Years ago, as a teenager in high school.
很多年前我是学校里的一个年轻人。
I lived in deep sin and darkness.
我是在罪恶和黑暗当中陷得很深。
But I didn't enjoy my life at all.
但是我并不享受这样的生活。
Many times I came very close to committing suicide.
有好几次我就几乎到了要自杀的边缘。
Then one day I heard the gospel story of Jesus.
有一天我听见福音的故事。
How he loved sinners and died in my... Oh, okay. You take that. The Chinese version of that Ezekiel. Yeah. Just stay for a minute. Okay. I was deeply convicted of sin by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵叫我内心深深知道我是罪人。
I confessed my sin in bitter tears and plunged into Jesus' blood and had all my iniquities to wash away.
对，我是一边流泪一边向主认罪，然后求主的宝血拯救我，叫我能够脱离这些罪。
He gave me a new heart and a new life.
他给我一个新心，给我一个新的生命。
I knew who, and later he called me to preach the gospel story.
后来他呼召我就传讲神这个福音的故事。
Oh, how I love to tell the story of Jesus and his love.
我实在是心里热爱要传这样的福音。
Because I know it is true.
因为我知道这是真的。
It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do.
没有一样事情能像这个这样满足我的心。
I retired in 1991 from active service.
我大概是1991年我从我的日常的侍奉当中停下来。
But my heart has never retired.
但是我的心却从来没有退休过。
I love to tell the story of Jesus.
我爱传讲主的福音。
He did so much for me.
他实在为我做了这么多。
And that is just the reason I tell it now to thee.
这也是为什么我现在在这里传讲这个福音。
我想我们有时间sing this hymn 593 I love to tell the story.
我们来一起唱这首诗歌593首。
Yeah. All stand the same.
Oh, I don't
seated.
请坐。
It did so much for me. That is just the reason I tell it now to thee.
他为我做的何其多，这就是为何我在这里向你们传讲。
I have been a preacher over 50 years.
我已经传道超过50年了。
I pastored a church in Taiwan.
以前在台湾的一个教会。
I pastored a church in Kansas among the Caucasian church over 20 years.
我在 Kansas 的一个白人的教会有20年的时间牧会。
Now I'm retired, I still love to tell the story of Jesus.
虽然我现在退休，但是我仍然爱传讲主的福音。
Let me conclude with a story.
最后让我讲一个故事。
A drunken derelict saved by Jesus.
一个被耶稣拯救的罪汉。
There was a real story in the radio Bible class devotional book.
这是一个真实的故事，是我在这个一个广播圣经的广播灵修的广播里听到的。
Years ago, a drunken man in Chicago headed toward Lake Michigan.
许多年前有一个醉汉，他就是在芝加哥他想到那个密芝根河里湖里去自杀投湖。
To drown himself.
他去到那里自沉。
As he's stumbled along in front of the Pacific Garden Rescue Mission Chapel.
那他就路过，在路上他就路过有一个教会。
Someone helped him through the open door.
有的人就帮他从那个开着的门里进去了。
The drunkard collapsed in front of the preacher and fell sound asleep.
这个醉汉他就在这个讲到牧师面前，他就摔倒在地上，就在那里沉沉的睡着了。
Snoring loudly like thunder.
他的鼾声如雷。
The pastor of the mission cared for him.
这个在那里的那个牧师他就照顾他。
Give him a bed and a food.
给他一张床睡，也给他食物。
And the next day explained the gospel story of Jesus to him.
第二天就把主的福音传给他。
That day, Harry Monroe.
那天这个人叫 Henry Monroe.
Monroe, Henry Monroe, was transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit.
他就被圣灵的能力所改变。
Deeply touched by the love and the grace of God.
他的心被神的恩典深深的感动。
He repented of his sins.
他从罪中悔改。
Later, he was to preach the gospel to large crowds over several thousand, 5,000-6,000 from that same platform.
所以他后来他就不但传主的福音，而且是向几千人，一次向几千人传福音。
For once he had slept in a drunken stupor.
他也站在那个讲台上讲道，那个讲台就是他做醉汉的时候倒在地上在那里睡觉的那个讲坛，后来他就上去讲道。
Mr. Harry Monroe eventually became pastor of the famous Pacific Garden Rescue Mission.
后来这个Monroe 先生他就成为这个教会的牧师。
Anyone from Chicago?
这是一个很有名的教会。这里有没有从芝加哥来的？
Heard about that Pacific Garden Rescue Mission? And when he died,
当他去世的时候，
It took all day for people in Chicago to pay their respect.
啊，芝加哥的人来啊，向他表示他们的尊敬。那总共花了足足一天的时间。
A newspaper editor described him as one of Chicago's most useful noble citizens.
啊，有一个啊。报纸就说他是芝加哥这个最、啊、尊贵、啊、最有用的人。
What made the difference?
这不同在哪里？
The world would not have missed the penniless derelict.
啊，这个嗯，世界不会在乎这个人。
If he had jumped into the lake.
如果他跳到湖里去的话，没有人会关心他。
But someone cared enough to share Jesus with him and saved him.
但是有人向他来传讲，有人关心他，向他传讲，耶稣为他要拯救他。
And the Spirit of God made him a noble vessel fit for Master Jesus, Master's use.
但是圣灵叫他成为一个合用的器皿，来为主而用。
Romans, the last Bible verse.
最后我们来读罗马书。
No Chinese.
Yeah. 罗马书十三章。
Okay, 罗马书。第三第啊 13:12-14, the night is far spent, the day is at hand.
黑夜已深，白昼将近。
Therefore, let us cast off the works of the darkness.
我们就当脱去暧昧的行为。
Let us put on the armor of light.
带上光明的兵器。
Let us walk properly.
行事为人要端正。
As in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness.
好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒。
Not in lewdness and lust.
不可好色邪荡。
Not in strife and envy.
不可尊敬嫉妒。
But put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
总要披戴主耶稣基督。
And make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust.
不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
Now, I'm going to ask you to sing the last song.
最后我要请大家唱最后一首诗歌。294首。
While you sing this song, I'll give all the call for you to give you a chance to come forward to give your heart, your life to Jesus.
当唱这首诗歌的时候，我在讲台上有一个呼召，给大家一个机会，如果你愿意。把自己的生命交给我们的主耶稣。
294首。I'll stand.
我们一起站立来唱。
祝你捆绑忧郁。
First round of invitation. Are you saved, my friend?
我第一次来向大家说，朋友们，你得救了吗？
Have you made a peace with God and with man?
你与神，你与人和好了吗？
And is your heart right before God?
你的心在神面前是对的吗？
Are there any bitterness and evil desires in your heart?
在你的心里面有没有苦毒，有没有罪恶？
Come out of your bondage of sin and darkness.
是不是愿意你从罪的捆绑里出来？
Come out of your sorrow and night.
从你的忧愁当中出来。
Come to Jesus.
来到耶稣这里。
Come out of your hell to heaven's joy.
从来进到属天的喜乐里面。
Jesus is waiting for you to come now. Let's continue to sing.
耶稣在这里等待，我们再继续唱。
Confess of Jesus. Let the people know that you love Him. You want to give your life, your heart to Him. Don't wait. Opportunity may be just once. Come now.
现在就来，在众人的面前承认我们的主，说你爱主。
好， let's continue the sing.
继续唱着。
Last chance, come. Like Ezekiel said, come, come.
来吧。
好, finish this song.
Yes, what I. Yes, what I.Thank you.
if there's no more, I pray when you, the Holy Spirit, touched your heart, don't resist the Holy Spirit. This is not a man's work, it's God's work. God's word touched you. You have to yield yourself to God. Make surrender to Him. Now, Jesus, you see every heart. You know what we need. Take our pride. Take our sins away. Wash me clean. Make me ready for your coming. You're coming back soon. Jesus, thank you. You bless the brothers and sisters here, Lord. Only you, Holy Spirit, can do the work. Bless this sister standing here. Bless her, Lord. Thank you. Praise you. Praise you. Thank you. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Thank you.